Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will hear from the Humboldt Wildcats head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney and Humboldt head boys basketball coach Jason Thurr. The Humboldt girls basketball team opened the 2024-25 season with a 70-56 loss to Newell Fonda on Monday. I caught up with Mooney after the loss to discuss the first game and the season.
Tonight was a struggle, but we knew that that was, you know, going to be a tough press to deal with. I think we do a good job of it most of the time, and we just got a little ragged, got a little winded, you could tell, first game. So we take that and, you know, you learn from that, and you just get better the next time so that you're more prepared to deal with anybody else. There's no harm or foul in losing to a good team. That's a good team. You know, we just have to continue to get better and find the things we have to improve on. We have to do a better job of taking care of the basketball. We have to do a better job of clearing our defensive rebounds and dealing with size more effectively. We talked about in the locker room, you know, we got beat down the court a few times. You know, sometimes live ball turnovers create that, but there are a couple of times early in the second quarter where we just got beat down the court too many times, which is, you know, that's on us. We have to do a better job of slowing the ball down and then just sprinting behind it.
Coach, you're able to cut it down to a single digit deficit there in the third. What were you seeing from the girls there to be able to get this thing back to being a shot there in the third quarter?
Yeah, you know, the kids are going to battle. This is a group of kids that have played a lot of basketball, and they know that, you know, we're going to stay the course and do the things that we do. And I knew we'd have a run in us. I didn't know if we could get all the way there or not, but we did. And I thought maybe there's a chance we could get another run or had enough time to get another run, but I think our legs were a little bit gassed by the end, you know, and so we're going to have to keep finding ways to create more depth and figure out ways that we can utilize our bench a little bit better. But, you know, it's early in the season, so there's some figuring out process with that, both in JV and you know, in practices to figure out how we can get a little deeper into our bench. And I think we will. I expect we will. It would have been a tough game to get somebody in tonight. There were some bodies flying around tonight. So, but I appreciated, you know, how hard the kids worked tonight. I think, you know, you're either winning or you're learning. And, you know, tonight we learn.
How do you navigate the Thanksgiving break before those next slate of games coming up in December?
Well, it starts by eating turkey. We're going to eat a lot of turkey and eat all the pies that everybody puts on the table. And we'll come back and practice and think about the things that we got to, you know, correct and the things that are worth taking from this game. And then, you know, we'll have a good practice. We'll take some time, spend some time with our families and come back. Probably get at least a shoot around in over the weekend and practice Monday and get right back at it.
Thoughts coming into the season. You got a lot of senior leadership on this team here in 24-25.
Oh, I love it. It's great. This is the best time of year. You know, super fun. You get two ranked teams playing on the first night. It's a fun environment. You know, it's great to get back at it. We've got a great group of kids that work super hard, and that goes all the way down the line. So we've had good practices coming into this. I think our kids are excited to be playing basketball again. You know, you could just kind of tell when you looked at it. You know, I certainly felt it too. I was happy to get going on this first game.
First time being on the floor since, you know, having a chance being a game away from the state tournament a year ago. Has that kind of been a memory sticking through the off season for a lot of the girls here to try to make it further?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, that's inevitable. You know, there's a lot that goes into that though. You know, whether or not you're in 4A or whether or not you're in 3A and who you get matched up with and all that. But absolutely, you know, that's something that every single kid I've talked to, you know, that's one of their goals is to make it one more step further. But that's the way it should be. You know, everybody should be, you know, striving for that at the start of the year. And our kids certainly are. And you know, to be honest, whether or not we won one game last year or 21 games last year, I think everybody has the same goal either way. You know, we all want to make it one more step further or to the state tournament or, you know, however that might pan out. But I think our kids did a good job of setting goals for themselves individually and for our team this year. And, you know, those are things that we talk about with each kid. They're realistic enough to know that we have to play super hard and we have to do some pretty special things to get there. But I think we have kids that can do pretty special things. So.
Well, appreciate it, Coach. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
The 2024-25 season for Humboldt boys basketball begins next week against Manson Northwest Webster. I caught up with Thurm to discuss the 2023-24 season and the upcoming year for Humboldt boys basketball.
Pretty typical. I felt like we were pretty good, you know, offensively anyway, pretty typical. You know, we could get out, we score scored it pretty well. Shot a lot of three-point shots and looked to push things in transition. And, you know, I felt like we were pretty competitive with things. So we were right in there as far as the conference mix goes. And we were competitive every night, and it really didn't matter who we were playing. Season didn't end the way that we wanted to. We felt like we were in a position where maybe we could make a nice little run there, but we ran into a buzzsaw down at Ballard, but you know, those things happen with it. A lot of good seniors that you know, graduated for us, but we got a good group coming back this year, and we're looking forward to that.
And Coach, going into this 2024-25 season, what are some of the expectations that are being set forward, the style of basketball this squad to come out playing with?
Thing number one, you got to establish our defensive identity, and that starts everything. And you know, it's just a case of if we can go out, we can be competitive defensively. We're going to put ourselves in position where we got a really good chance to win and be successful with it. And it just starts with that, and then mentality with that. And we're going to try some different things this year as far as maybe how we pick people up and what we're trying to do with that. But we feel like we have really good athletes, and it's just that mind, having that defensive mindset. We're going to get out. We're going to apply extreme ball pressure and try to force the offense in positions that they don't want to be in. And, you know, it's a case where I think it'll help us with as far as tempo control and being able to pick up the pace with things. And we're just going to try to create a fast-paced game and get the other team going faster than they're accustomed to. And that all starts on the defensive end. So that's something that we've been emphasizing early on. And kids really seem to be buying into that. And just everything has to start with that. You know, if we do that, I think everything else is a lot easier with it. Offensively, it's still a case of we're gonna try to get up and down. We're gonna space the floor, and we're gonna attack the basket. And we've got good guys. We feel like we've got some good depth with that. And you know, that's where we're at with it. But everything that we do has to start on the defensive end and make the rest of the game easier for us, especially on the offense.
And Coach, as far as the returners on this team, who are you looking for that leadership from returning on the floor in this 2024-25 group?
We're fortunate. We got three starters coming back, three quality guys. We got Elliot Carlson, Cohen Manson, and Mason Van Pelt. Jackson Dodd also saw significant minutes for us last year as a reserve, but he was a letter winner, and you know, we'll be looking at those guys. But it is so great to see our football team doing so well again this year, and most of those guys are playing on that football team. So just that winning mentality. We've got a bunch of winners in our program, and we're going to look to those guys. They've got great experience as far as everything coming back with that. And you know, we're just looking to those guys to be the guys where they're going to set the tone. They're going to be talking. They're going to keep their heads up no matter what kind of situations we're going through, whether we're rolling or whether we're struggling with it. We will draw upon them for a tremendous leadership. And you know, so far our season's really in the beginning stages, but we love what we've seen so far.
And Coach, are there some newcomers to this team that you've noticed here in the early part of practice that might be making a splash on this season?
Some younger guys that they're going to get their opportunities this year. You look at the Flahertys, you look at Jackson and Chase, and they're going to provide tremendous athleticism and quickness for us. And those guys, you know, they should be tone setters for us on the defensive end, just getting after it, utilizing that quickness and athleticism. Valley Davis, these Valleys looked really good. I just felt like he really came on last year playing JV ball for us, and we saw more of that in the summer where great athleticism, length, and just a tremendous motor. And he's one of those kids that we're going to be looking to as for, you know, rebounding-wise, especially on the offensive end, just to keep possessions alive with that. But he can do some things out there, and he did, you know, a phenomenal job on the football field too. So that will do wonders for his confidence as well. You look at Isaiah Busick, another kid that didn't play a lot of varsity for us last year, but did his time on the JV, and I thought he had a good year last year on JV, and we love his athleticism too, and you know, we're looking at him and seeing some minutes there for us. Parker Slater could give us a little bit of size in there, give us some options as far as being able to play more of a four out, one in type of thing, and use him and maybe a little bit of pick and roll and dribble handoff game with that. But he gives us options there, and hopefully a little physicality underneath and rebounding that we're going to desperately need. And Carter Westry looked good so far too. He's another kid, just not real big, but just we love his athleticism and his quickness. And you know, that's just something that we're going to be looking to draw upon. You know, we're not really a really big team, but we've got guys that can move, and you know, if we're willing to go out and sell out on the defensive end of the floor, I think we could be looking at some success this year.
How has the team looked here early on in practice as you get ready for the scrimmage coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, it's been interesting. We've had the first official practice where we've had everybody here. We'll have one on Friday, and then we'll play on Saturday, and we'll see how that goes. But we'll look at Saturday as more of a practice session, just trying to get back into basketball shape with it. It's a huge difference between, you know, the fall sports and then coming in and the different pace. And with basketball, it's, you know, you can come in and thinking you're really good shape with it, but it's just a totally different animal with that. And we'll be looking to get into that basketball shape with it, but you know, we'll be looking at Saturday's kind of a practice where we can get together and try to develop some continuity and just work on some things that we're implementing early this season, and you know, we'll go from there with it. But that first week out, we got Mance, Northwest Webster, and they're going to be really good, so we'll have our hands full right from the get-go. And we feel like our schedule in general is going to be really solid this year.
What are the thoughts going into matchup like Mance and Northwest Webster's? Next week begins that 2024-25 regular season.
We were fortunate enough to be able to push that back a couple of days so we could get a couple extra days of practice in there. But, you know, it's a case where we're not going to throw all of our eggs in one basket right at the start with it. It's a case where we're looking long haul, big picture with it. But with that, the objective is to go out and win the basketball game. It'll be a great test for us. Manson had a good year last year, and they pretty much returned everybody from that squad, and they played a lot of young kids who got great experience last year, and they'll be one of the better teams in this part of the state. So we'll we're going to go out there, we're going to be competitive, and it's a big picture approach, but you know, we want to go out there and start putting things together and figuring out rotations and who's going to be a part of that, at least at the start of the year. So it's exciting. It's it's kind of a little bit of an uphill climb for us to get ready for that first time out, but we feel like we got that scrimmage, and we got a handful of practices coming up, so we feel like we'll be there.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking some time to chat with us about the upcoming 2024-25 season for Humboldt Boys Basketball, and want to wish you best of luck for the beginning of this season.
Yeah, we appreciate that, and we're excited to get things started up here this next week.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.